We praise you, Father, this morning that you are a refuge, that you are our fortress, that you rule and that you reign, and that as the affairs of this world play out, that you are not nervous, that you are not anxious, that you are not worrying. I thank you that you are with us. Jesus, you are in this room walking among us, and we acknowledge your presence with us by your Spirit here. And we declare together, even as we would worship, as we would gather around your word today, we declare together that you are our hope. Our trust is in you. We find refuge and strength in no one or no thing else but you. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord is with us. The Lord Almighty is with us. So in these moments of stillness before you, as we would prepare to enter into praise and worship, we fix our eyes upon you. We lift our eyes to you, God. We turn our affections to you. We offer our worries and our fears and our anxieties to you, God. And we fix our minds upon you. For you say in Isaiah, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are fixed upon you. So we fix our thoughts, we fix our affections, we fix our whole being upon you. And in the midst of a world that is topsy-turvy, in the midst of situations that may not go as we plan, we fix our eyes on you and we receive your peace this morning. Spirit of the living God, feel free to move among us. We need you to move among us, to open our eyes that we might see Jesus high and exalted and lifted up as he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Jesus, we ask you to be king in this room, king in our lives, that your kingdom might come, Lord Jesus, in a greater way, and your will that is done perfectly in heaven, O Father, would be done here in this time on earth. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Just invite you to rise and join us in worship.
Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I Jesus, give me a Jesus, give me a Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, when I come
Jesus, we declare in these moments that we want you more than anything else. You are more than enough, Jesus. You are our sustainer, the author and perfecter of our faith. Lord, you are our deliverer, our provider. You are all things that we need. So, this morning, Lord, would you help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and off of the waves, off of the trials, off of the struggles of this life, Jesus, but just on you. May we gaze upon your beauty, Lord, and be transformed in your presence. Amen.
Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Going through a storm, but I won't go. Circumstance, Jireh, you are enough.
Thank you.
Father, we do gaze upon your beauty this morning. We do stand in awe of you together. We do confess you as our provider. And we remind ourselves this morning of your care, of your provision for your children. We choose to receive from you and from you alone. Oh God, you are the beautiful, glorious one. Would you revive our hearts in a greater way this morning, that we might join you and give away to others what you first give to us. We love you, we worship you, we glorify your great name. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you are seated, the children would be dismissed, children from kindergarten through sixth grade. If you have a Bible, just in honor of God's word, if you would remain standing, open to Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, a text of what we will be looking at together.